This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Lewis Bainbridge is joining us, a South Dakota soybean producer and serves as the chair of the United Soybean Board. Lewis, a very exciting time, really looking at good partnerships. And one occurred in the month of November between United Soybean Board, National Corn Growers Association, and the National Pork Board.
We are very, very thankful we had the opportunity for our three organizations to capitalize and validate what we have been doing in the past and to move forward together, leveraging farmer checkoff dollars in a good way.
And the importance seems to be always magnified on that, and specifically for the partnership you had, because that consumer, that person out there, that's the customer too, is wanting to know more things like that about the products that each of you raise.
The ultimate consumer, in this case, the mom that buys that pork chop, she wants to know that that pork was raised in a sustainable manner and a very good manner, but she also wants to know that the feed that that animal consumed was raised in a sustainable manner. And being very sensitive to water use, water quality, and other sustainable practices.
Because so much of it in developing these partnerships is what the consumer hears and what the consumer needs to hear from those farmers, from the organizations like USB.
Each one of our three organizations has been doing work in that arena, so now we want to benchmark where we are in the organizations and then to determine what is needed, what that consumer truly wants to know, and be able to give them the truthful answer.
Does it come down to a matter of trust or increasing that trust from that consumer to people in agriculture?
I think the consumer has for a very, very long time trusted the farmers and what they tell them. And I think we're still there, but I think now that there wants to be some verification of that to validate that trust, if you will. So I think that this is important that we are truly working together.
Are you looking at other partnerships here in the future to try and to develop?
We're certainly open to other partnerships, absolutely, because the number, you know, most of us farmers, you know, I grow corn. I also am involved in the hog business. So, yes, we are cross-pollinated, if you will.
Lewis, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for what you folks do. We appreciate that also.
Lewis Bainbridge is joining us, a South Dakota soybean producer and serves as the chair of the United Soybean Board. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.